This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We like to make fun of the Browns a lot. Well, it's a perfect week to do so. Steelers-Browns Thursday night. Steelers have had their troubles in Cleveland of late. 1-4-1 in their last 6. The tie hurt. It didn't hurt as much as losing to DTR. But I want to make fun of these guys. And I hope that it doesn't come back to bite us. I hope the Steelers don't stub their toe against a woeful Browns team on Thursday. But former Browns quarterback Brady Quinn, Dorian, said if Cleveland fires Kevin Stefanski, they should trade for Mike Tomlin.
Oh, what?
He actually said those words.
No, he did. No, he did not.
He sure did.
When?
Yesterday. Quote, make them an offer they can't refuse. Make them say no. There are so many reasons why this wouldn't happen, but you know what, Brady? I'm inclined to agree with you. If you are Jimmy Haslam, Browns ownership, and you already took the big swing and a miss, by the way, on Deshaun Watson, sold your soul, why not take the big swing at Mike Tomlin? Because there's nothing that would be funnier, Doran, than if the Browns, and this will never happen, but if the Browns called up Art Rooney II and said, hey, we'll give you 5 first-round picks for Mike Tomlin, and you hang up the phone on him, and now forever, God, they look like sloppy seconds, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we make fun of them as much as we can already because you want to kick them when they're down. But now we got the guy that you want, and you tried to get him. It'd be like if West Virginia fires Neil Brown and then tries to hire Pat Narduzzi.
Crazy.
You would have that ace in the hole forever as a Steelers fan. You already have plenty of reasons to make fun of Cleveland. But now they call, hey, we want your coach. We can't beat you. Not enough. We want your coach. And you turn him down? Oh, it'd be glorious.
I really can't believe that he said that.
Was he drunk?
I really, really can't believe that.
Didn't Brady Quinn get punched in the face by a Notre Dame fan? Or was it by a Browns fan? It would make more sense if it were a Browns fan.
I don't know.
I think he got in a bar fight and punched in the face by a fan of one of the teams he used to play for. Or maybe he punched a guy in the face.
It would probably be the Browns, if I had to guess. A Browns fan? Probably that.
I think it might have knocked a screw loose.
What?
Yeah. Make them an offer they can't refuse. Make them say no.
They finally have a first-round pick this year, though, right?
That's right. Well, they want to trade it for Tomlin.
They want to trade the next decade.
I mean, just for bleeps and giggles, I mean, what would you even have to offer? I mean, I start the bidding at 5 first-round picks.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is 5 first-round picks worth it to trade a head coach, a great head coach? He's a great head coach right now, Mike Tomlin.
I don't know. The loyalty there. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if that would ever happen.
You know how that would work, right? Again, we're just having fun with this. We're having fun on a Tuesday morning. Let's say they did trade 5 first-round picks for Mike Tomlin. You know exactly what that looks like, right? He gets them to 8-8-1 every year because the roster's so bad and they're competitive, and then they dance in the streets because, hey, he takes them 5 straight years without a losing season.
But I just feel that, like, you know, coaches are good, but players have to play. Like, you know, Mike Tomlin could go in there and he could be this wonderful coach that, you know, this genius, but if you don't have players, you're not going to win.
No, he'll win 8.
You think he would win 8?
Or 9. And if he wins only 8, he would find a way to tie one of the other.
What do you think their record would be? I could smell your BO now, by the way.
Can you? No way.
Yeah.
You can smell it across the desk?
Yeah, I just got a whiff of something.
It was really bad.
It was like onions and like Campbell's soup.
It's not onions and Campbell's soup.
That's the smell that I smell.
No, you smell Daisy brand ranch dip coming through my pores. Yeah. Oh my God. That's what you smell right now. You can actually smell it across the table.
Yes.
That's bad.
This is me. No, that's not me.
That's never you. You smell like a cologne commercial looks.
Yes, like the Aqua Di Gio.
Yeah.
Di Gio,
where it's some guy takes his shirt off, sword fights, and then gets into bed with a sexy woman. I love fragrance commercials. Like someone walks on water like they're Jesus, and then someone's fluffing their hair, and it's like Dior. Yeah.
What if Mike Tomlin this year was the head coach of the Browns? How many? What does their season look like?
They're probably 5-5. I think.
Right?
Guys don't quit on Tomlin. They don't. Like, he's never lost a team. Like, you can pinpoint a couple of guys, I guess, that did quit, like LeGarrette Blount and Melvin Ingram and James Harrison at the end of his career. So I'll talk out of both sides of my mouth. But as far as the team is concerned, when they were 2-7 or whatever it was with Kenny Pickett, and then they come back and win more than they lose, they were 2-6 and what? 2012.
Isn't that place just cursed though?
We've had the conversation about Ben. Like, what do they? If they draft Ben instead of Kellen Winslow,
Ben's career is totally different.
I agree.
Totally different.
Same way, like the reverse. Like, if Lamar Jackson had been a Steeler, he would have been a good player. I'm not sure he's vying for his third MVP. I don't think that Randy Feitner would have unlocked him the same way.
I think that structure from up top matters in programs, and in the culture matters in programs and franchises.
You know who he would have been? He would have been Matt Stafford. I think he goes there. I think everyone looks and says he's a great player, but he can't win there because no one can win there.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good call.
It still remains baffling to me that a team not led by Kevin Stefanski beat a Tomlin-led team in the playoffs and in as decisive a fashion as they did. Like, that one still sticks in my craw. It's all they have. That's all they have, man. Imagine that. That's the only thing the Browns fans since 99 have to cling on to.
And every single offseason, they have a little bit of hope, a glimmer of hope. And it's false hope every single year. Yeah. It's like going to OTAs. It's like, this could be the year. Like, think about having to like have that much hope every single year. And it always backfires. Always.
Doran, what jersey am I wearing today?
Whenever I was uttering those words in my mind, a word with a P just crossed in front of my eyes. And I was like, oh, man, what am I doing?
We did it last year. They were 55-52.
That's how it feels.
We believe, because you don't need much. Pirates fans and Browns fans are not dissimilar at all. They're not. Any shred of hope you grab onto, yes, and you cling onto. We should actually have empathy for Browns fans, but it's too much fun to punch down.
Mm-hmm.
They've got one win to cling onto. Oh, remember that time Ben was sitting there crying on the bench next to Marquise Pouncey? I do remember that. I remember it vividly. But you know what pushes it out of the far reaches of my mind? Ben hoisting 2 Lombardi trophies. And the Steelers not having a losing season since 2003. Which I will use in arguments with lesser franchises. It ain't good enough round here. We laugh at that streak round here. But they aspire to that streak over there.
Would you rather be the Bills franchise and fans, where it's just so many gut-wrenching, pull my heart out moments, or the Browns, where you just hope and you know that it's gloom?
It's a great doom. It's a great question. People used to say no one had it harder than Cubs fans. Totally disagree. Pirates fans had it harder than Cubs fans, because at least the Cubs in 03 are a Steve Bartman away from going to the World Series.
But isn't that worse though, because you're so close? and you lose, and then you lose again, and then you lose again, and even you fast forward 30 years later, and then the same thing happens again. Like, I don't know personally. Like, I think it might, for me, it might be harder to be a Bills fan because you know you're so close, and every time you get so close, it just gets taken right away from you. And then the Browns, you're just like, yeah, okay, like, we hope that we're going to be good. Like, yeah, like, okay, we're not.
It's a really good question.
I don't know.
I think you're going to get mixed answers on that at 412-928-9370. I mean, I would rather my team actually have a chance.
Yeah.
I would. Okay. I mean, Pirates got their hearts ripped away in 13, 14, 15. That sucked. But I'd rather be like that than what it was like watching Kendall and a bunch of boobs and losing 100 games in 2007 and just being the laughingstock of baseball. I'd rather watch.
Yeah, but were the Pirates going to really win a World Series then, though? Did you really have that feeling?
I thought in 15 they only one team had more wins than them, and they were in their own division. They had won 98 games.
Yeah.
If they would have got past the one-game playoff, I thought they could win the World Series, and they didn't, and it sucked. But I'd rather have that kind of suck than the irrelevancy kind of suck.
Hmm.
Like last year, Browns fans, you're 11-6. And then you get destroyed in the playoffs. Would you rather have that or be sitting here at 2-8 having your radio hosts debate on how much money it costs to get Mike Vrabel in here? You know? Like, hey, why don't we, lick my finger, let's flip ahead. All right, Shadur Sanders, 412-928-9370.
The one thing about being a Cleveland fan, and if you like, if we're doing all the sports, like they can turn to basketball, they could turn to LeBron, they could turn to baseball. In Buffalo,
go Sabres.
Yeah, if it's not the Bills, it's kind of nothing.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You have no glimmer of hope. You have no
At least you got faith. Nice weather.
I mean,
that is true. You had LeBron floating your economy. The Guardians are always pretty good.
Yes. I mean, think about how exciting they were this year for a minute in the playoffs. Like that gets you over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bills fans, Buffalo fans. Well, if the football team ain't good, that's it.
Yeah, you got nothing but football and frostbite. You're right about that.
And wings.
And beef on Weck.
And Weck.
Jenny Cream.
we just went down a rabbit hole.
We've been spending way too much time with Starkey. Texas brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're joined by Jason Locke and Ford to make fun of his Ravens at the bottom.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bottom of the hour. We were just talking about my crappy football program.
Yeah. You guys are stuck. There's no way they're firing them. That's just torture. That's like being a Browns fan, right now where you guys are at. You're in purgatory. Like, he's going to he's gonna win just enough to stay around. They're not going to want to pay the buyout, and you're going to be stuck with him next year, having fun at games and tailgates.
I was thinking, but that's the exact conversation, right? The Browns have just been stuck in the mud with their wheels spinning, and before that, worse, right? Well, I have suffered the worst possible loss anybody could ever suffer as a sports fan, and that's December 1st, 2007, 13-9.
Get to watch that in a couple weeks.
But those days were infinitely better than these days, even with that loss. You sign up for that. I would sign up for that loss every year before I'd sign up for 6-6 every year.
What bowl did you guys end up going to that year? Anyways?
They played Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
The Sugar Bowl, right.
That was one of the great wins in program history.
Right.
Yeah. Someone texted in and said, the Bills and Buffalo fans have the Sabres, you dumbass.
We
did say that. They also spelled Sabres incorrectly. And yeah, that's actually the point. The Sabres are on to Lindy Ruff 2.0. They have now, Lindy Ruff is their head coach again.
Mm-hmm.
The last time they had Lindy Ruff was 13 years ago. And the year before that was the last time they made the playoffs. So that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Bills fans have nothing to fall back on.
Correct. I don't know. What don't you get here?
Did
the Sabres win the Stanley Cup in the last 10 years?
They haven't gone to the playoffs in 14.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. You just said that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah. I'm kidding.
I know. I want to get on this analytics guy one more time. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you can find this gentleman. I'm not asking you to abuse him online. I would never do that. His name is Kevin Cole, at Kevin Cole on the Twitter.com. He has a newsletter and a podcast, bunch of Twitter followers, used to be a data scientist for Pro Football Focus. And he wrote, Steelers are on a run of luckier results since Russell Wilson took over as starter. 3 of the 4 wins were losses if you go by my adjusted scores. Well, thank God we don't. Thank God we go by, making big time plays and big time moments. Like, okay, you play Washington, and that thing's tooth and nail. Could have gone either way. You know why it went in the Steelers? So they made plays. And I'm sorry. That's one of the games he would consider an L for the Steelers in his adjusted score. So the team that jumped off sides on 4th-and-1 deserved to win the game? That's what you're telling me.
Right.
The team that jumped off deserved to win the game. You're telling me the Ravens deserved to win when they ran the ugliest 2-point conversion play of all time. And you got Mark Andrews on the backside of the play who's going for a Sunday stroll. He wants to check out the Pigeons in Acrisure Stadium. That team deserved a win? Like, sometimes these smart guys outsmart themselves. Here's another one. You know who was the Steelers' lowest graded defender on Sunday? Nick Herbig. With a 36. You mean to tell me Nick Herbig had a bad game? He didn't. And you want to tell me he had the lowest graded, he was the lowest graded Steelers defender? Come on.
Yeah, what are we doing?
And then the kicker, pun intended, is that Chris Boswell is the second highest graded kicker in the league despite having far and away the best kicking percentage, and he's drilled a bunch of 50-yard field goals. That one, I would love to do what our buddy Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette did after the Virginia game, where they reached out to Al Riveron of ACC Officiating, just asking to comment about the nonsense that happened. I would love for someone at PFF to explain to me how Chris Boswell doesn't have a grade of like 99.6.
And it's not like he's at like their chip shots.
The only kick he missed was 62 yards.
Right.
I don't get that at all.
Mm-mm.
What is it, foot placement? I don't, unless you're factoring in kickoffs. But even then, that would be one of those instances. What are you asking them to do? Like, are you asking them to drop it between the 5 and the goal line, or are you trying to tell them to kick it out of the end zone? PFF, I'm done. I'm done with. If you ever hear, I want the texters to pay attention to this, the listeners to pay attention to this. If I ever reference Pro Football Focus again, it's because it bolsters my argument. But not otherwise. That guy is social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We have Jason LaConfora coming up next, and he's an Odyssey NFL insider, obviously. He's also a talk show host in Baltimore. I want to know why he thinks the Steelers have the Ravens' number. The Baltimore perspective on that. Let's get it from him when we come back. Awaiting Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Doesn't it feel like old AFC North ball now, Dorn? I realize that the Bengals were good for a spell there with Carson Palmer and then for a little bit with Andy Dalton. Those rosters were really good with Dalton. Yes. I thought you could make an argument. Oh, my God.
Who was the running back then?
Who's a kid who fumbled in the playoff game? Jeremy Hill.
Yeah.
There's one of them.
Wasn't Ben Jarvis Green? No.
They did. They had one of them scat back guys who would catch the football. Little wiggle. Yeah. It just feels the way it's supposed to feel now, doesn't it, with the Bengals and the Browns in the basement. Like Browns are sitting here at 2-8, Bengals at 4-7, and we talked about the Bengals yesterday. And I want to be worried playing them. Like Joe Burrow scares you, and they've lost some close games this year. I bet you that guy thinks that they have a few extra wins that they have, expected wins, right? But now they're infighting. They all seem pissed off in the locker room and in the post-game interviews. I'm just not scared of them at all.
Do you think that he might lose his job?
It's a good question.
I think he might. I think he's creeping to that point.
Well, you're going to lose T. Higgins. You're going to lose the edge rusher.
Yep.
Like, this was sort of the year that you got to get it done.
Right. Mr. Window.
And they should not have gotten rid of Joe Mixon. We are joined now by Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you today?
What's going on, gentlemen? I'm doing well. Not as well as everybody up there, but I'm doing well.
Well, we're starting to feel ourselves a little bit here, Jason. And
you should.
Well, I'm wondering from your perspective as somebody who's there and interacts with the fans on a daily basis in Baltimore, Steelers have won 8 out of 9. Now, Lamar hasn't played in all those games, but Lamar is 1-4 against the Steelers.
Yeah.
How are you viewing that? How are Ravens fans viewing what has become a one-sided rivalry in recent seasons?
Well, I think, you know, the sense we got from 4 hours yesterday on the radio and taking a fair amount of calls was that a lot of people agree with us that the Steelers are sort of in their head, and the Steelers have a unique way of bringing out the worst in the Ravens, and a few teams have that. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have that as well. Now, they've got it over pretty much everybody, yeah. But this was playoff Lamar, and by that I mean a little bit skittish, stuck between whether I should run or I should pass, forcing the ball downfield on low percentage situations early in the game, getting himself into some bad habits. The Steelers are built to expose a lot of the Ravens' warts, the right side of the offensive line, which is really young and still figuring things out, and hasn't played in a lot of road, raucous atmospheres. Steelers had a pressure rate of like 63% the second half of that game. That's obscene. And a lot of it was Rosengarten and Falele. Adding a guy like Patrick Queen, adding more speed and instincts to your defense so that you have people who can help with the must rush with Lamar to keep him in the pocket, who can track him down when he gets outside the pocket, who can spy him a little bit. Corners who play with a real physical style that I think, frankly, got in the Ravens' receivers' heads, much like that whole defense got in Lamar's head. And Lamar, he fights his own ghost against certain teams where I just feel like he thinks he's got to play at a different level or change things up or be something he's not to try to win a certain way. And this was an example of it. It reminded me of the championship game against Kansas City in a lot of ways with his decision-making, with his reticence to activate his legs, with him kind of locking on the early thing or the big thing, right? I could win big here with Bateman, or I could win big here with Flowers. Instead of making all the outside the number underneath throws and using the horizontal passing game the way he has so effectively this year and quite recently against Cincinnati. So I think there's a mental component of it. I think there just is. And the Steelers are a little bit sort of like their boogeyman. And they didn't need a great game. If Lamar just plays an average game or slightly below average game, they probably still win. But that's not what the Ravens have gotten in some of these critical spots against Tennessee at home in the playoffs, against Kansas City at home in the playoffs. Last night or Sunday afternoon, like it's It's not that he can't play in big games, but certain scenarios just get the best of him, and the Steelers are one of them.
Well, it's not necessarily going to get any easier for the Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
No,
Monday night, you got the Chargers, and after that, you have the Eagles, yeah. And then you got a little game against the Giants, and then you have the Steelers, and then on Christmas, you have the Texans. Do you have confidence that they'll turn it around, or do you think that this loss might affect the rest of the season for the Ravens?
Well, I think they made some significant gains on defense. Now we'll have to see how much of that is the fact that, let's face it, Pittsburgh's not an offensive juggernaut. Like Russell Wilson was really content to throw the ball into the third row and live to fight another day. Justin Herbert right now, and I know if you only watch the Chargers in September, you might have a skewed view. Like, he's dropping back all the time. The only person who's pushing the ball downfield 20 yards or more over the last 6 weeks in the NFL than Justin Herbert on a percentage basis is Lamar Jackson. Like, he's playing big boy football, and the receivers aren't great, but he's making them pretty good. Like, that's going to be a real challenge for them. And if Kyle Hamilton and Adarius Washington hold up on the back end the way they did against the Steelers as the new safety tandem, then maybe they'll finally get their defense aligned. The problem for them is Roquan Smith was having his best game of the year. And for him to be standing on the sidelines with a hamstring like that with his helmet nowhere near him probably isn't a good sign for the following week and maybe not the week after that. So, like, do I think that there's nowhere to go but up defensively? Also, they were never going to sustain the offense that they had during that five-game streak where they were running for 250 a game. So, like, there's middle ground for both teams, for both sides of the ball, I should say, and this football team. But, like, would it shock me if they went into their Week 14 bye off of losses to the Steelers, the Chargers, and the Eagles? I mean, it wouldn't. Like Herbert and Justin Fields right now are playing at an elite level. And this defense, again, has to show that it can bring it more than once every, 12 weeks.
Last thing here for you, Jason. You talk about Lamar Jackson against the Steelers. Does Harbaugh have a certain... Or I guess is Mike Tomlin Harbaugh's boogeyman? Are you seeing him coach differently?
Well, I'm seeing his team undermine itself repeatedly against the Steelers with penalties and with turnovers. And again, the penalty thing, they're the most penalized team in the NFL. They're third most penalized on offense. They are the most penalized on defense. They're bottom eight in the league, I think, in special teams penalties. It's across the board. So, that's who they've been this year. The turnovers, that hasn't been who they've been. And, I think it's a bit of a mental block for them right now. I don't think it was a horribly coached game. It's not like he blew the clock or blew, challenges like he has in a lot of situations. A lot of people don't like the play call and the two-point conversion at the end. I mean, Todd Monken's been in his bag all year. If he thinks that personnel is going to win there, I kind of defer to him at this point, but there's some people who want to put that on Harbaugh. But it's funny, I've been going on your guys' station on different shows for a long time, and I'm pretty familiar with what people think. And when we took calls yesterday, it really reminded me of the stuff that people in Pittsburgh were saying about Tomlin 2 years ago, a year ago, 3 years ago, in terms of kind of having some fatigue and not thinking this guy can get us back to the pinnacle. That's kind of where I think the fan base is right now.
Wow. Jason, awesome stuff as always, and we look forward to doing it again next Tuesday. Appreciate the time.
Have a great week, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason LaConfora, Odyssey. Oh, I hung up on him. He was going to say something else. Odyssey NFL Insider, Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Man.
Yeah, awesome. Serious stuff.
I think I've told this story before, but I was the in-booth producer back when I worked at the other place for a game in Baltimore. Steelers won the game. They were 7-2-1. It was the last time Flacco started. It dropped the Ravens to 4-5. The Ravens lost to the Steelers in that game. And on the way home, it was a guilty pleasure. I listened to the Ravens post-game show, and it was call after call after call after call, all calling for Harbaugh's head.
Hmm.
And we had people text in yesterday saying that they actually jumped over to listen to Baltimore radio, and they said the same thing. A lot of people down on Harbaugh.
Woo!
Better get it done.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to fire him. I mean, we were talking about what's his face in Cincinnati, Zach Taylor, before Jason jumped on. I'd be a lot more concerned if I were Zach Taylor than Harbaugh. But look, we've been right to say that Tomlin hasn't achieved enough, particularly the last 7 years when they haven't won a playoff game. Ravens fans that are pissed, I get it.
Yeah.
It's an emotional deal. You lose to a rival 8 out of 9 times, and you're not getting it done in the playoffs when you've got a 2-time MVP. Yeah, people are going to be pissed, and I totally understand that. But for him to say that the Steelers have a mental block in there on Lamar and that Harbaugh kind of outthinks himself against Tomlin, boy, you put that in your back pocket.
Yes, you do.
That's a team I want to see in the playoffs. Like, if I could handpick the opponent I want the Steelers to play in the playoffs, it's the Baltimore Ravens. And that's not how I felt last week. I thought Lamar would get over the hump. No.
Nope. Total opposite, right?
Yep. Now I'm firmly in the camp of I ain't going to believe it until I see it. All right, coming up next, Jerry Jones spent $1.3 billion for his stadium, or I guess the people of Dallas. It was $1.3 billion to build. They probably should have spent a few more bucks. Why? We'll tell you. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I think we've solved the mystery of the armpits. I think I just forgot deodorant today.
Probably.
Is what happened.
Yeah, that happened to me yesterday.
Did you smell bad?
Yep.
Yeah.
But it didn't creep over to you like yours crept over to me.
No, I had no idea. You wear cologne, too.
Yeah.
You always smell good. We walked in together today, and I didn't say anything, but I was overcome with the feeling of wanting to hug you.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, I know.
You might have caught a stray.
By the way, the Steelers and Ravens would meet in the first round of the playoffs if the season ended today. And the game would, of course, be at Acrisure Stadium. Speaking of stadiums, Jerry World, $1.3 billion to build. City of Arlington provided $325 million. The NFL provided the Cowboys with an additional $150 million loan, and then Jerry Jones covered any cost overruns. Yeah, they might have needed to spend $1.4 billion. Because pieces of the roof were falling last night. A giant metal piece. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that could probably kill someone?
Probably.
When you got giant metal pieces falling from that high?
No good.
How
old is that now? Is it 10 years old?
Oh, man, good question. I don't know how old it is. It feels like it's been around for a long time, but not that long, if
right?
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet you, because it was one of the first, like, whoa, like, look at this.
Oh, my God.
Stadium. It has to be like 10 years old, right?
I'll look into it.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
You can look it up.
Good.
The other thing is, you had CeeDee Lamb bitching last week that he couldn't see the ball in the end zone because the sun was coming in and blinding him. And then, during the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight, you know what they did? They put curtains around to block out the sun. So you get the curtains to block out the sun whenever you got Tyson fighting Paul, but not curtains to block out the sun when you got CeeDee Lamb in the back of the end zone. Make that make sense.
2009?
You're kidding me. You're kidding me. No
15
way.
15 years? No way. Yeah, May 27th. Open to the public. 2009. Holy heck. I was in college. Wow.
Someone texted in saying that it would have looked like a Kill Bill sequel if I tried to give you the hug this morning.
Why that movie?
That's a great movie. They have swords and stuff.
Yeah, there's all kinds of other movies, like maybe like Friday the 13th.
Oh, you want it to be one. You don't like Kill Bill?
I mean.
You're not a Tarantino fan?
Yeah, sometimes. I like Uma Thurman.
I mean.
Yeah.
Get in line.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman?
Mm-hmm.
She aged out?
I don't know. I would think yes.
Wow. How rude. All right, that's the show. Anywhere else left to go? I don't think so. There's the show. I can't get over Lock and Forest comments, though, about, like, everybody in Baltimore knows the Steelers own them. And that's the thing. Jim Harbaugh was very close to getting ousted from Michigan. Why? Couldn't beat Ohio State. Well, until he did.
Yeah.
Until he did. I mean, they were getting run all the time by those guys. And then he found a way to win a couple, and he cheated, and now he's in the NFL. But we had texters saying, see, you guys have been unfair to Tom. No, I take it totally the other way. Like, I understand why Ravens fans are mad. Can't beat the rival. Can't win the big one. What else is there?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you're mad. All right. Much more on Steelers-Browns tomorrow. Kicking things off at 5:40. It's a Wednesday with Doug Whaley, just one day in advance of Steelers and Browns. Starkey up next. I think Pomp is in today as well. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high as 64.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.